Okay.
Happy Sunday, y'all.
Happy Sunday.
Welcome back to Gon' Do It Here.
For another episode. Episode 33.
Yes.
How you guys doing? Who cooked Sunday dinner?
I sure didn't.
Honey, I broke out my crock pot already.
We used that one last week.
Mm-hmm. It's about that time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Probably start doing crock pot recipes again.
I had to turn my air up to 74.
What, today?
No, I did one day this week.
Oh.
That got cool in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't had mine on all day until like earlier.
You
know, because it was kind of muggy. Not necessarily that it was hot, but it was a little muggy in the house. You know how you kind of feel muggy. So I turned the air on for just a little bit.
Hey, Casey.
Hello.
Birthday turn up. Ooh. I saw you looking all sexy. She went and got sexy for me. But yes, you guys, thank you for coming back to talk with us.
Yep.
Y'all gonna have to excuse me for last week. It was my fault we did not do it. I'm back to working every other weekend.
Working
was tired, okay?
And school.
I had to give her a pass. I had to do homework today. Got it all frustrated.
You did? I thought you was doing homework yesterday.
Listen, I was supposed to do it Friday, but it got done today, okay? I stay a week ahead just in case, you know, if I ain't feeling it, I'd be like, look, I got a day.
Okay.
But the important thing is it got done.
Okay. As long as it got done.
Now listen here. So today we have our recipe. Well, actually, no. How was your week?
Oh, it was good.
Kayvon didn't go get the baby this weekend. So
no, we didn't have my
everybody
grandbaby.
In my house is hot with me. Yeah. Want the baby this weekend.
Yeah, we didn't go get her. You know, something prevented us from getting her this weekend. They moved. So they were trying to get settled and everything. So we didn't bother them. We let them get settled in. As far as my week goes, my week was good. I worked all week. Didn't take no days off or nothing like that. All my filing done and everything. So I rate my week probably an 8. Did you just yawn?
I did. I've been yawning the whole time. Been up. I don't know what's going on. Anyhow.
How was your week?
Long.
I like your hair.
Thank you.
It's cute.
I did it today.
You gonna wear it like that or you gonna take it loose?
I'm gonna wear it like this about a week.
It's so cute.
The back, some of the back, and curl all the way to the top or whatever. But anyhow, this is my first time doing my hair like this. So, you know, however it turns out, is how it turns out. But
did you use the gel this time to that?
Mm-hmm.
You did. It do your hair good.
Yeah, it gives it
best investment.
It gives it a nice little stiffness.
That I ever made.
Mm-hmm. Because I still got the other. I just finished the first bottle.
Uh-huh.
I still got a whole nother bottle left. But my I got to give me some more leave-in. That's why I need to go to the daggone Beauty Supply store. Gotta give me some Jumper and conditioner. But I like that gel because it gives my hair like a little bit of stiffness, but not crunch. That is crunchy, like it still bounces.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I did this today because I was like, well, let's change it up. You know,
I put a few curls in there.
I saw it. When I come to the door, I was like, okay, daddy.
Little something.
I liked it.
It finally grew back. You know, I told you, let's. I had my hair cut. Y'all know I had my hair cut early in the summer.
Mm-hmm. About May.
And they did it with a razor. It was a razor cut.
It was pretty.
It killed my hair. It would not grow back. So I literally had to take some shears or some scissors and trim my own hair. And after I trimmed it, it finally started to grow back. I mean, it had even thinned out. Like, it was thin. Like, she had cut so much out of it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I could feel it, but it would not grow back. That took the longest for my hair to ever grow back. Because my hair, I can get my hair cut and maybe 3 months later, it's back to at least this length on this, you know what I'm saying? Like on this side.
And
the only reason this side is shorter is because, like I said, I trimmed it myself and this is the way I trimmed it. I cut this side shorter than this side.
Well, she's always walking. I'm like, laughing.
Anyway, yeah. But yeah, the thickness finally came back. Cause honey, let me tell you something. It was thin up and through here. I was like, wait a minute. I was ready to go see her.
Mine was thin. Mine, I feel like mine is thinning out. But then, I do. Like, people look at it and they're like, your hair is thick, so but thick. I can feel it. Like,
right, you can tell the difference.
Hand, yeah, when I put my hand back here.
Mine was like it's thick. Thin. It's thick now. Back
well,
again.
Well, either it's the way I've been parting my hair, maybe.
Probably.
But it just feels it's a lot thinner same. Back here. But, yeah. Like, look at this. Now, why you gotta be disrespectful like this? This is what I be saying when I be talking about my hair.
Well, see, mine won't do that, and she be complaining. Mine won't do that at all. The product that she using in her hair right here, I bought it for mine. Okay? I was like, ooh, let me try that on. Psych. Not. Will not.
The shrinkage is real, too. Like, my hair, like, right now, my hair
so
is
I gave it to her.
Thin. When you flat on it, it probably be to here. Mm-hmm. But really, when I flat on my hair is almost to my waist.
I bet.
When I flat iron it, when I get it,
yeah, y'all always say you
it hasn't gone that long in a long time. It, the longest it has been since I've been like, I would say since I was 18, it was about middle to my back.
Mm-hmm.
But I cut mine. I went and got it cut.
Yeah, she was the cutologist one time.
Okay, I went and got it cut right before the summer started. I got it in March.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. May, March, one of them. But it's been about a year now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, almost a year. And it's somewhat grow back.
Mm.
But yeah, I done cut mine about.
Yeah, you and me
both
too.
Sides.
I done had mine shaved all kinds of stuff.
Me too.
Before.
I cut mine short all the time. When she first let me cut mine, cut it every chance I got.
I said, it's yours. I said, you ain't gonna do nothing but grow back.
And
it's
then,
thick,
of
it's
course,
just hair.
My aunt Dildra, she's a beautician.
Mm-hmm.
And I was her guinea pig for about 3 straight years. And yep. Then she abandoned me. So, yeah. I had to figure it out on my own.
Right. Well, she didn't abandon you. They did tell you how to take care of it. How to
tie
it up and all
it,
that
how,
stuff
yeah,
like
she
that.
Did, but it's like,
when you used to getting it
yeah,
done,
well,
at least
like,
once or twice a month.
I want to do this and this and this on me, and then I like it, you know what I'm saying? Because she would always do something, and I always end up liking it. And now I can't get it to touch it.
She don't do nobody's hair now.
Nobody but hers.
Right.
But then get mad when you swing at.
Go let somebody
else
somebody do
else.
It.
Like, yeah. Sis.
Yeah, you won't
I
do it.
I told you, I could have gave you that $30 because
right.
She was playing games.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, my week was long because I worked my day off, so.
When is your day off?
Monday.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Hey, cuz, what's up? Yeah, I worked my day off because I knew I was off this weekend.
Oh.
And then them helpers had the nerve to call me.
What?
Well, they text me something. She sent out like a group text with people that was off, type of something. I know that it's y'all's weekend off, but we really need some help. It doesn't matter what time you come in. If you would come in and help out, we would greatly appreciate it. And it
did
was
you
about
go?
No.
No.
Damn,
damn,
no.
I would have been like my phone off.
When
I didn't
I woke
see
up,
it.
Okay, first of all, she texted me and I saw okay, so she sent the text at like 8:39 and when I saw the text, it was like 11:00.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well,
the
day
is
out gone. Already. So the day is over.
Right.
So I'm gonna stay at the house.
Okay.
Now if I might would have seen it at 8:00 when
right.
She sent it, I might have went in and handed out some breakfast trays and left, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I ain't working no ass. But
right.
Y'all ain't gonna have to feed nobody. I feed everybody and then leave.
Right.
But I was like,
nah.
I ain't doing that either. So,
whatever.
I'm gonna be working till 7 for the next 3 days, so they'll make up for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Believe it.
It'll be alright. Don't nobody wanna work on their day, y'all.
Mm-mm.
Especially their weekend off.
I did that the first weekend that I had off. I was off Saturday, but then I picked
work
up Sunday.
Yeah, I know.
Never again. That weekend is rough.
Mm.
No. Okay. So our recipe for today is Chipotle chicken fajitas.
That sounds good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm here for the mystery.
I love a tacos.
I'm here for the mystery.
Taco. You remember that used to be.
We saw Jack in Walmart a couple of weeks ago.
For real? Mm-hmm. How is she?
She good. She doing something. Hey, I was walking because I was on the mission. We both was in Walmart, but we both had stuff to do in Walmart.
Uh-huh.
So I walked, I was on the mission. And I hear, hey, baby. And I stopped. It was her.
Oh, for real.
Mm-hmm.
What she say, where my baby at?
Mm-hmm. I said, your baby got a baby. She said, my cave, I had a baby. I said, mm-hmm. And I showed her the picture. She said, oh my God, I could eat her cheeks. I said, you would. So, our recipe for this week is Chipotle chicken fajitas.
Mm-hmm.
It yields 4 servings.
Okay.
It says the preparation time is 30 minutes. The total time is 30 minutes. So, 30-minute meal. Okay?
Right
up our alley.
Okay.
So, the ingredients you will need is 1 pound of boneless chicken breast, cut into strips,
Right. It could be a whole steak. It don't even matter. You ain't gonna do nothing but put it in the...
Okay, you can shred it up if you want to.
Right.
You're going to need a teaspoon of ground cumin, mm-hmm. a teaspoon of chili powder. Mm-hmm. You're going to need some salt, some black pepper. You're going to need a tablespoon of canola oil, 1 bell pepper sliced,
mm-hmm.
1 small onion sliced,
mm-hmm.
1 cup of sliced mushrooms.
Okay.
Just use the whole thing.
Right.
Ain't no cook.
Right. Just get your pack of mushrooms.
Okay, pack them up. Use all of them.
Or if you ain't got but a few in the refrigerator, use them few.
They ain't
got
to be fresh neither. You can buy them in a can.
Hey.
3 garlic cloves chopped. 1 tablespoon of chopped chipotle and adobo.
Mm-hmm.
1.5 tablespoons of fresh lime juice or lemon.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Okay. 8 warm flour tortillas. Yes, Lord. Grated cheddar cheese for serving mm-hmm. and eating while cooking.
Okay.
All right. So the directions say, season your chicken with your cumin, chili powder, salt, and pepper. Mm-hmm. Heat your oil in a 12-inch cast iron skillet or whatever you have
mm-hmm.
over medium-high heat. Add your chicken and cook, stirring occasionally until cooked thoroughly. Mm-hmm. 5 to 7 minutes.
Okay.
If they're frozen, maybe 10.
Right.
Remove to a plate reserved for your skillet.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to set them aside.
Right.
You're going to add in the same skillet, you're going to add peppers, onions, mushrooms, garlic, and cook, stirring occasionally until soft, about mm-hmm. 4 to 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Stir in your chipotles, your lime juice, and your chicken. Cook stirring until everything is warm. Season with salt and pepper. Serve your chicken and vegetables on the warm flour tortillas and add your toppings.
Hello.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Listen. Put a little sour cream and sauce on that bad boy. Got the
fever. For real.
Boy, Shana.
And then put that cheese up there, kind of. Okay. It can kind of melt a little bit. Ooh.
And if you really want to get good with it,
mm-hmm.
get you some Velveeta cheese.
Mm.
Let it melt.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little milk.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little creamy.
Mm-hmm.
Take it, drizzle it up there.
Right.
Woo! Or if you really want to get down and dirty, say you got a football game on,
mm-hmm.
and your man wants some nachos,
mm-hmm.
tell you what to do.
Put in a crock pot.
Take that whole recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Take everything out. Keep everything and take out the tortillas.
Mm-hmm.
Get some chips.
Oh, yeah.
Put them on a pan.
Uh-huh.
Put your toppings on. Put the cheese.
Put it in the oven.
About 10 minutes. Let it melt.
Till it's out.
Okay.
So when it be coming out?
Pull it out. Put some more cheese.
Okay.
Sour cream.
Salsa.
Guacamole.
Whoa.
Salt pepper.
Hey.
Oh, praise
them. Oh, God. I can't with you so fast.
Y'all gonna be eating good.
I'm not. Eating real good, too.
Okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Pray to the Lord.
Right. Let us pray.
Said it could.
Grace.
But it did. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Father God. I'm not. Pick out a church in here.
Oh, my God. Cannot.
Pick one.
Oh, God.
So, now we're going to do the conversation bowl.
Okay.
You got some more questions, hallelujah.
No thanks to me.
Woo.
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't know if I want to talk about this.
What's that? Oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pick another one. That's a little.
Don't do that. Don't pick another one.
Don't pick another
no.
one.
No.
I don't want to talk about it.
Why?
Girl, why are you so sad? I don't know.
Dang.
California's on fire right now.
Yeah, they are. Well, I'll read mine first.
Reels.
Okay, so my question says, if you could do anything illegal.
That mean against the law.
That mean against the law without getting caught. What would you do?
Rob a damn bank.
Who else? I mean, what else?
What would you do? Kill somebody? Look, you ain't worth me. My saving. Okay? Because I'm already barely making it now.
Right. What else would you say? Start a cartel, a drug cartel.
Okay, we talking about something that's going to happen once. You talking about something that's going to be your lifelong.
Right.
Jesus. You definitely getting caught.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm a rob a bank.
Or be selling weed.
And I ain't talking about no little bank. I'm talking about big old bank. And I'm taking all the
some weed. Legal weed, though. Legal weed.
I don't want to.
I'm legal. Like, bam, say. My card that I'm legal. But robbing a bank, that would probably be the easiest.
Big old bank, all the money.
Right.
Not just the safe.
Just sitting in the vault.
I'm like, getting the money in the vault.
In the vault. Like, okay. Look.
Okay, got a rubber band. I'm
hold
getting
up.
Money in the vault. I'm getting money in the drawer.
Look, need one of the machines that.
Okay, the money machine. Hello? Bad Boys 2.
Yes, sir. Let me get one more.
Because I need to count this fast.
Right. Get so up out of here.
Spend it faster.
Oh, God.
I'm getting the vault money. I'm getting the money at the cashier's desk. I'm getting the boxes. Opening all of them.
The what you call them? The safe boxes.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's right.
The only people that's safe is the people named Pam and Gina. Okay.
Okay.
So mine says, if you could save one item from a house fire, what would it be?
Mine would be pictures.
Mine wouldn't be held nothing. I'm
getting it's out like of you can save one thing. If you could save
wallet,
one thing, what would
got
it?
My social security number in it.
You can get another one now.
Well, that's the only thing I'm saving. Because everything else getting out there.
I wouldn't want nothing but my pictures. That's the only thing I would want.
Curtis is going to be out the door already. The dogs is going to lift us already. So everything that's left, it can burn.
I want my pictures.
I'm going to get my purse.
I would want my pictures. I ain't think about all that. I can get that again.
Honey.
Don't nobody want it, no one. They be like, who's so scared? Girl, take this shit back.
My hand.
Go get some money. Put it in your pocket.
That's
girl.
The wrong hand.
Is it a hand? Is it a specific hand?
This the left hand. When your left hand itches, when you get money.
Oh, I just thought your hand was itching. It didn't matter.
Mm-mm. The left hand you got to put in your pocket.
Oh, for real.
Save that money. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know. What is this? This man must slap somebody. What is it?
I don't know what that mean then. I just thought as long
this
as
this is the hand that I got that little tag on the inside of it.
Oh, yeah.
A hotline over here.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing but the news coming in. I try to turn that crap off.
Oh, it's right in my face, Jesus. Right in my face. Jesus. Okay, so now we're going to do our next set of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Our first one says, would you rather be the first person to explore a planet or be the inventor of a drug that cures a deadly disease?
Okay, inventor of a drug. I ain't going no planet. I don't know. Girl, bye.
I don't know. I might want to explore a planet.
And you don't know what's there. It could be bug eaters, anything.
I mean, if I got equipment to cover me, I kind of want to do both. Because what if I go to the planet? Hear me out. What if I go to the planet?
Okay.
Find something on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back. Mm-hmm. And make something that can cure a deadly disease.
So you trying to put both of them together.
Okay.
You see? That ain't even what the question said. That is not what the question said.
But that's my answer.
I would like to cure a deadly disease.
I mean, of course I would like. Now.
I would like
to. I would like to cure a deadly disease without the government coming after me. Okay. Like, I want to be able to cure this thing, give it to people for a reasonable price that everybody can buy if they have the disease and still live.
I don't know if that happens.
See what I'm saying? But see, if I go and I explore a planet, I come back and they're like, oh,
it's still going
to
be the same thing.
She went
thing.
To another planet, somebody went to another planet without having to kill her.
I'm not.
Think about this thing.
You silly.
All right, so the next one said, would you rather go back to age 5 with everything you know now, or know now everything your future self will learn? Let me read that again because I confused myself.
Yeah.
Would you rather go back to age 5 with everything you know now?
So you 5 years old, but you know, you have the knowledge of everything you've already learned.
In life.
In life, right now.
Or know everything your future self will learn.
Right. So in the future, you will already know
from this point on.
Right.
Yeah. You will know everything from your future.
That you will learn.
I would rather know everything about my future. I don't want to go back to being 5 and knowing everything.
Mm-mm. Cause what you gonna do with it? You 5 years old.
Exactly. Like, that's gonna be nasty. Me walking around 5 years old knowing what a penis look like.
I'm not. Yeah. You can't do anything with it. You're a 5-year-old. So what you gonna do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, you know how to drive a car, but you can't drive it. You know what I'm saying? Right. She would.
Okay.
So that's gonna be a problem already.
Right. So yeah, I would rather know what the future holds, because if I'm in the future, 20 years from now, and I win the lotto, then I know I can just ball out until then.
I'm not. Right. Okay.
All right. Next question says, would you rather be able to control animals but not humans with your mind, or control electronics with your mind? Electronics. Because if I can control a human, I'm sticking an animal on your ass.
Well, it say not humans.
I know. I'm going to control an animal to attack a human.
Why?
Because if I don't like you, I'm going to maul your face.
That's so mean. No. I would say control electronics, because if I get to the stoplight and it's red, I'm automatically turning green. Y'all wait. I'm coming through. Y'all wait. I'm coming through.
She about to be causing accidents.
Green lights all the
people
way through.
People flying going 80 miles an hour thinking the lights still will be green.
Green lights.
Red.
Nope. Y'all wait. Y'all wait.
They're going to be like, why are all these cars getting in the red?
I'm coming through here. You hear me? Yup.
Oh my god.
All I need to control.
But you know what? If I control electronics, that means I can control the ATM.
That's true.
So walk by that bitch be like, come back. There they go.
Right.
Listen.
Be like, hi dad. Okay. I don't know, dog.
I don't know.
Walk by and
you got 20 though.
I picked it up, dog.
Stay that 20 and go on.
Okay.
Alright, so next one says the next one said, would you rather have unlimited international first class tickets or never have to pay for food at a restaurant?
Never have to pay for food ever.
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 I'm ordering everything.
I would wear Ruth Chris out and don't even like steak.
Okay. I'm ordering everything
on the menu. Right.
And ain't gonna eat but one or two things.
You're right.
That's just white for him. I ain't gonna do that.
Listen.
Cause this is child in Africa that can be eaten.
It's children right over here that can eat it.
This is true too. But I'm gonna order something extravagant. Okay? Like, don't expect it to be no little $10 salad.
Right.
Getting a $100 steak.
Yeah.
Some lobster and some mashed potatoes. And I ain't talking about that little serving they be trying to give you to go with your steak. I want a whole pot.
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't want never had to pay for my food.
Okay, never had to pay for food, because the whole unlimited flying first class thing.
I'm scared.
Right now, we can't even travel like we really want to.
I'm scared anyway.
Okay, and that too, okay, especially with 9/11 just passing, that time all the planes running the buildings and shit, I ain't gonna die.
Nope.
I don't have time.
First class, listen.
I can die just
put me at the back. Put me at the back of the plane, come be back there just rocking.
I can die just as fast eating. Free at
ma'am, you
restaurant.
All right? No. Do I look all right?
Three times a day, right. Every day.
Listen.
Okay, I'm going to still die in the same amount of time if I get on a plane at some point in my life.
I know, so.
Okay, so I'm going to die of food overdose.
Put me in the back.
Food overdose. That's what
I ain't never heard of it.
I ain't even going to go to
you
work.
You can overdose on alcohol.
Ain't no more working. How am I working if I'm going to eat three times a day? Can't do that no more. Got to quit.
You see me? You still eat three times a day now, babe. You don't eat three times. Gabby. So you don't eat something for breakfast, something at lunch, and eat when you get home. Yes, you.
No, I don't do that no more. I rarely eat breakfast since I started working. Now when I was working part-time, I was eating breakfast.
If it ain't done for the apple.
Three snacks, two ice creams, four sodas. But now, I'm just eating lunch and dinner.
Well, I eat something, at least if it ain't nothing but an apple or crackers.
Well, I was eating, it won't last week before last, I had made some blueberry muffins. Mm-hmm. And I was taking one of them to work in the morning, with me in the morning with like a bottle of water.
So you lied.
But I'm not doing it every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just did it that week because I had made them.
But like, you can work and eat 3 times a day.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Okay. So you ain't trying to do that.
Okay. I'm trying to concentrate on this free food I'm getting. Listen, I got to spend at least an hour because I got to figure out where I want to eat that morning.
Have you ever been to Ruth Chris?
No, but I want
to
go so bad.
I want to go too. Have you ever ate at the Cheesecake Factory?
No, I want to go there too.
I haven't either. But it's always so busy.
That, and I've heard that it's just like a upscale Applebee's is what people say. It's like,
there's so much stuff on the menu. But to pick from.
Me and Curtis did that some cheesecake that they had. That cheesecake is so damn
expensive. You know, I ain't no cheesecake.
I am though. It looks so good. It looks
like
so
I can good. Eat it, but if I don't have it no more, it ain't gonna bother me. But
would it bother me if I didn't have cheesecake for the rest of my life?
I don't know. Would it?
That's so, because I wanted a pizza today and I couldn't get one. And
I'm gonna like it.
I think what I was upset about, that damn, I wanted to Stancil so bad yesterday.
Oh. Stancil's Grill.
I wanted that food so.
What did you want from Stancil?
I wanted some meatloaf. I want some steak with rice and gravies and onions. I want some mac and cheese, some cabbage. Probably sweet piece of sweet potato pie. And piece of cornbread. And if she had it, piece of fried chicken wing. But that's what I want. I want like some home cooked food.
Some old hands.
I
want
to cook it myself. And they wouldn't answer the phone.
Yeah, and there's some good little ways out there.
Right. And Curtis is like, babe, we could just drive it down. I'm like, first of all, okay. I'm not about to drive it there. What's my gas? Just to get it there and they ain't got nothing. Because I'm going to be pissed, burn the house down. So, no. If they answer the phone, I'll go up there. If they right. don't, I'll keep my ass at the house.
Well, I've called a couple of times recently and they didn't answer the phone. But when I went, like, if I was coming from mom's, they were there.
I don't know.
But it is a good way not to know.
Yeah, it's McKinley. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what everyone call it. Yeah. But that's about a 30-minute drive.
Yeah,
okay?
It is.
Hey, sis, I don't have gas to be wasting.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I know I work 8 minutes from the house, but I'm getting paid in 2 weeks now, so we gotta make this thing scratch. Okay.
Nah.
Might have
I know, right?
Other than getting food and porting gum, I gotta go to the doctor's office. So I just gotta be going my 30 minutes to be trying to be a fat ass. That don't make sense.
Stop it.
That don't make sense, but I was hot. Do you hear me? I was hot.
Yeah, she was wearing that phone up. I was like, what are you doing?
I had Curtis calling.
I'm
I was
trying
calling.
To get stamps
and then it made me mad because I kept calling and the phone was ringing, but nobody was answering. And then all of a sudden, it was just going to voicemail. And then about an hour went by and it started ringing again. So I was like, okay, so y'all dodging my call.
Somebody was probably on the phone.
Okay, because first of all, answer the phone. You got some cabbage up there or not?
Oh my God. Stop that. Oh, Lord.
Anyhow.
Yeah, you was hot about that.
I was hot. They might not get my service for a while.
Yeah, right.
If y'all got cabbage tomorrow, call me.
Right.
Okay, so the next question says, if your job gave you a surprise 3-day paid break to rest and recuperate, what would you do with those 3 days?
That was my dream, baby.
And okay, what did I say? 3. Okay, so this saying is a 3-day paid vacation, basically. Mm-hmm. But am I getting that money right then?
Right.
Or is this gonna be a three day
pay? 3 days
in
off
my
of me
check
and then get it the next
when
time
I
you
get
paid.
That's the question.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So that determines a little bit.
Right, because if you won't get that cash right then, I'm a bloke.
Right. I'm going somewhere.
Okay.
With.
Bath & Body Works is gonna be my first stop.
I wanna go. I'll probably go fishing one day though.
I probably will do that too. I gotta get my fishing license.
All you gotta do is go to Walmart.
Yeah, but it costs like $30-something now.
Is it $30?
Yes, it's expensive. They done took it up a lot. When I called, she said
it won't but $20 one time.
Curtis said it won't but like $10 at Papa Jack's. But when we called, when he went up there, we went up there to get it, and because he was saying it was still $10, and she said it was gonna be like $50 for two of us.
Yeah, it won't be like $20 at Walmart one time, but that's probably being 4 years ago, cause I ain't been fishing in probably 4 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
It's expensive.
I gotta find me a fishing buddy.
Yes, you do. Maybe Petite don't know a lot of fish though. She did.
Maybe. Well, you know she got asthma though.
Yeah, but it may get better as she get older.
Maybe we can go in the fall. Mm-hmm. When it ain't as hot.
Yeah. I just don't like. Don't think Curtis has taken me fishing to a couple of spots like around where we grew up at. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty spots like to go fishing, but it's just like he always be talking about it be moccasins. And it's just like,
well, that's a possibility anywhere you go fishing. They be around water.
I know, but that's my thing about fishing. Like the last time we went fishing by ourselves, we came across him. Like he was going, like it's a big pond that we go to, and it's the grasses grew up around the edge of the pond because I mean it's in the water. You get what I'm saying? So he, but it's always like in the middle of the pond. It's a little spot where you can put your chair and it's clear. You can see the water. So that's where we always set up our chairs and stuff. But Curtis, being Curtis, and thinking he missed a go-to fishing, he go walking around in the tall grass. So he takes his little ass and starts walking this way. And as he's walking, he's like, okay, I'm gonna stop right here and throw my rod in. He steps up and it's a moccasin sitting on the edge of the water in this little patch of grass.
Right.
And he was big. Okay, his head was that big. He was huge. And Curtis luckily saw him before he actually stepped right in front of him. And he was like, babe, it's a snake down here, you know. He was like, stay that way. He was like, keep a watch out around him. And the snake never moved. We didn't bother him, he didn't bother us, so it was alright, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it can still kill you, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and then a lot of times it might be, you don't know with a snake, you don't know if it's a male or a female.
Right.
Sometimes a female, might be some babies around. You know,
see, that's
the thing.
So now when we go.
I've never seen one where we go.
Now when we go, wherever we go, no matter where we go, he brings the machete with him. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just to have something, but.
We already, you know, I always go over there off of 97, and it's clear over there. It's a like
we
a,
haven't been over there.
A pier, so you're fishing off of a pier, so it ain't right. You know what I'm saying. Not saying that they can't get up there,
right?
Too,
but it's not. As
but it's not
as
like
right
a bunch of grass, and it's, you know what I'm saying. If it's one there, you would see it because it's flat ground.
And then
you know
he be talking about he be going out in his waders. And he be throwing them away, throwing them off with his fishing pole. Listen, I'm a drown, okay? Because the first time I see one coming my way, I'm losing my crap, okay? I'm trying to get out of that water before he get me.
I don't want to be all in the water. I'm not doing all that.
I'm not either. I'm just saying, if I was the type of person to do that, I'm a drown.
I'm good on the pier.
He was like, you can't freak out. Can't freak out. And it's just like in my mind, I'm thinking,
who can't freak out?
I'm gonna freak out.
I ain't going in no water, nowhere.
I don't know how they do it. Him and his daddy. I'm talking about waist deep, be higher sometimes.
So what? Why you doing all that when you can take your rod and throw it the same distance? Why you doing all that? They just being extra.
Because they men. Men are stupid.
They being extra. You ain't got to do all that. For what? What are you doing? Sit down somewhere.
They stupid.
They can be in the water, in the boots. I can be standing on the pier and throw my pole, throw my line just as far as they can from where they standing at. Why you doing all that?
Extra. Alright, so next question is, what's wrong but sounds right?
What? Sex. Right.
It sounds really dirty when you say it.
It is.
But
it can be.
But it's like, it is dirty and it can be dirty, but it's also beautiful because it makes humans, you know what I'm saying?
It makes babies.
So it's like, you have to do it if you want to have another human, you know what I'm saying? But it's like,
a whole new baby. A whole baby.
But it's real nasty.
Yeah, it can be. It's fun too, though. It can be so much fun. Moving
that's
on.
That's about the only thing I think that's wrong but sounds right. Well, wrong but sounds right. That's about the only thing.
Cooking. wrong but sounds right.
Right?
Cooking. Right. So wrong but sounds so right. And you be like, cooking, what you cooking? You know right. what I'm saying?
And you be like, damn, I'm going to pull this
pot. Right. Damn. For cooking.
And then after what you cook, cooking? You got to wash the dishes.
Yep. Well, you know, I wash mine while I'm cooking as much of it as I can.
Right. That's what I've been trying to do. And then sometimes I still end up with like 4 or 5 pounds. What's
out there? No, and what make me mad is you wash up all the dishes and then when you get through, it be like little stuff. A bowl here, forks, 2-3 forks over there. And be like,
all this stuff cooked. Or you done used 2-3 spoons to get the food out. All the spoons
dirty. Like, what happened?
Like, why?
Didn't I wash all this out?
I told Curtis, I said, I'm gonna order me some pots and pans as paper.
Right. It's like a problem. Throw them in the trash. Some paper pots. Okay. Back.
Real. Everything gonna melt. What's the most epic way you've seen someone quit or be fired? I've never seen anybody quit or be fired.
I was looking at a post the other day of like different type messages on cakes, and I did see one that say I quit.
Right? On a cake.
I was like, okay.
Right?
Like, I got something for y'all in the break room. Everybody walk in, look at the cake. I quit.
Okay. Bye.
See you. Bye.
21 says, if you couldn't be convicted of any one type of crime, what criminal charge would you like to be immune to?
Murder. No, I ain't killing nobody. maybe larceny or money embezzlement.
That too.
I take some money. But I ain't gonna be charged with it.
Okay.
Money embezzlement or something like that.
If you dumb enough to give it to me, I'm gonna take it.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Okay. So the last one says, what's something that will always be in fashion no matter how much time passes? Platform shoes, bell bottom jeans,
earrings,
denim
jewelry.
Yeah, jewelry.
Earrings.
Denim will always be a trend.
Denim coats. Denim jackets. Denim jeans.
Shades. People love
eyewear. Sunglasses. Yep.
Sneakers. Sneakers will always be a fashion.
Somebody will have.
No matter how ugly they get, because they are really ugly right now. I want y'all to know that. Like, sneakers are terribly ugly, and y'all are spending money on them. They're ugly.
No, my thing is, y'all are spending money on the same damn
shoe.
They changed the color.
And that's it.
And the number on it. This is version so and so. It's the same shoe.
And it's $250.
That it always was.
And I want y'all to explain to me, men specifically, why do you need to spend $250
on any kind of shoe?
Why? Because you can go to Ross, you can go to Marshalls, you can go to a lot of discount stores and buy a $50 pair of shoes.
Everybody in the house a pair of shoes.
Literally. Your girlfriend.
Two kids. Your girlfriend and you.
Your child.
You can buy two kids.
Even a niece or a
girlfriend.
Or a nephew.
And yourself a pair of shoes.
With that same $250.
With that same $250. Why would you do that?
And why do y'all put Jordans on infants? It's funny to me.
And they not walking.
It's funny to me. Even anything under one. Why does he have on a pair of Jordans? Because it ain't for him. He don't know what a Jordan is. He don't care. He trying to play with his toes.
Exactly.
And you got a pair of Jordans on him. Why?
Or her.
Why?
Hello. For those in the back, why?
Because you stupid. I'm going to answer for
What sense do that make?
None. You do, and you not. Don't even hit me with my baby in the bed still.
It don't matter.
That baby about to throw up on that in about 30 minutes.
That's a baby.
So.
You better go get you
ain't
some
doing
Granimals.
That for him, okay? You better go to Walmart.
Some Granimals.
You better go to Target.
Some Granimals.
And get that $3 shirt.
Right. What is it at Target? Because there's a line at Target.
Jack and
Jack and Jill?
Is it Jack and Jill or is it?
So there's a,
I think it's Jack and Jill.
Mm-hmm. So there's a line at Target that a lot of people don't know about. Listen. You can buy their clothes, right?
Listen.
So you keep the receipt. So say your child puts a hole in the knee of the pants, right?
You don't need the receipt either, Mom.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Yes, you do.
Mm-mm. As long as the tag in it that says Jack and Jill, you don't need a receipt. Because I asked about it when I went. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that brand, so say they get a hole in those pants within a year. Is it a year?
Mm-hmm.
You can take those pants back to Target and say, listen, I bought these pants here. They're Jack and Jill's. I need to replace them.
They're
going to take the old ones. And you can go get a completely different size.
Mm-hmm.
Long as it's Jack and Jill.
Mm-hmm.
And replace
back.
It.
It just had the only thing she told me was it has to be like the same price range.
Right.
But even if it's a bigger size, like if they ripped them, like you put them on them and then they bend over and they ripped them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're too small.
You can replace
take them,
them
and be like, look, I just want to replace this pair of pants.
Or
I want to.
Or if
this
they
shirt.
Outgrew them.
Mm-hmm.
You can take them back
for a bigger size.
And get a bigger size.
Just like you can do
for
with dampers.
For F-R-E-E.
Dampers. Diapers.
For free.
Mm-hmm.
At Target.
Mm-hmm.
Jack and Jill.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up. Jack and Jill. Mm-hmm. Target clothing store.
Yep.
It'll tell you.
It sure will. It's in the description.
Jack and Jill. Y'all can thank me later. So that's what I'm gonna get my baby, my grandbaby. She gonna stay in Jack and Jill. Believe me. Mm-hmm.
And it's not expensive.
Nope.
It's about the same price as you pay for grandma's at Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Cute stuff too.
Uh-huh.
I seen a cute little fur coat.
Ooh.
It was burgundy.
You know I'm gonna get some fur.
Right.
Fur is my thing.
Yeah, Jack and Jill.
Is that all? Stuff that we do? Oh no, we gotta do the
calendar days. And let me see the other one.
I think you're gonna have to print a new one of that outfit. Is
it on this side? Yeah. I need to do another one. I knew it was something else I needed to print. Let me see that pencil.
What's the day?
Ooh. Today is...
It's September.
The 11th?
Mm-hmm. Or the 12th.
One of them. The 11th or the 12th.
Yeah, because Friday was September 11th, was 9/11.
Yeah.
So today's
the
13th.
Okay.
So, of course, we're going to start with 9/11, which was Friday. So, September 11th was... Oh, wait. September 11th. Yeah, it was Friday. So Friday said, okay, yeah. So September 11th is, of course, 9/11 mm-hmm. remembrance.
Yeah.
It is also Make Your Bed Day. I don't do that.
You still don't make your bed?
No.
I make my bed every single day.
She's like,
what if somebody come to the house? Like,
I pay the bills there.
I
Their
don't
opinion
care.
Does not matter.
I don't care.
They not gonna be in my bedroom? If they is,
I make my bed every
why?
Day.
Why?
Because if anybody, like, say perhaps something was going on and the landlord had to come and fix something, I don't want my room looking crazy.
I don't care.
I do.
I barely get out of bed in time.
It makes my day start off right. If I get up, I make my bed. It's like a ritual, like... I make my bed every day.
She a morning person. I ain't. I barely get out of bed enough to make it on work on time. I ain't about to get out of bed 5-10 minutes early to make a bed.
I make my bed.
No.
It don't take 5 minutes. It don't.
Yeah, it does.
It do not.
If I make my bed the way I want it to look, it's going to take more than 5 minutes.
See, she doing the most. Just make it.
Mm-mm. Not going to do it.
So, when you have children, you gonna let your children not make their bed?
No, I'm gonna make them. You made me make my bed when I was a kid, but then when I turn on the door and I can do what I want, I don't make it no more.
What sense that make?
But that's my choice.
So
it's not that I don't.
So, how are you gonna convince them that they need to make their bed, but you don't make your bed?
Same
how
way.
Are you gonna do that?
What you say to me?
Because
I'm grown.
Say so.
Exactly.
But I made my bed. And I never, set the example. Well, I made my bed, God, so I made
never
you,
noticed it.
So I made you make your bed.
But I never noticed it. Like when I was
but
younger.
But you noticed it every time.
Yeah, like
ever
I know
came
now.
Over here,
but when I was younger, I never noticed it. Like yeah. I never, you know what I'm saying? Like it never.
How you gonna say go in there and make your bed? Didn't I tell you to make your bed? Then they go in your room and it looked like a damn tornado went through there.
Well, by the time I have kids, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, it'll be better. But right now I don't make my bed. I just don't because I'm not a morning
fix
person.
It, Lord.
But see, when I have a child, I'm gonna have to get up earlier than normal. So that I can get them dressed and all that kind of stuff. So maybe by then I'll
skeet him.
Maybe I'll make it.
Miss him.
You missed him? He probably been in here eating on us.
Probably. He was just.
No, I got this sweet meat. But no, I don't make my bed.
I make mine every day. I can't.
Okay, so September 11th was also No News is Good News Day. That's true. So yesterday, which was Saturday, was Chocolate Milkshake Day.
She bought me some ice cream yesterday, y'all. It was so good. Okay.
I did not need it. I just want a blizzard.
I didn't need it. I know that.
That's why I got a small.
But I wanted some, okay? Cause I'm not even drinking milk right now. Like I drink alternative.
You sure ain't.
Alternative milk.
But
like I drink coconut.
Big old blizzard.
I drink coconut milk. I haven't drunk any regular milk in forever, but I wanted some ice cream. And they don't sell vegan ice cream nowhere. Like, you know, made up and stuff.
Fast
they
food.
Don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's no, regular no. ice cream. Mm-hmm. And I wanted some, so I ate it. Sorry.
Anyhow.
It was good.
September 12th, which was yesterday.
Brownies in it. Chocolate slices. Shivers. It was so good.
September 12th was also National Video Game Day.
No.
So for all you game heads,
yeah, I understand.
My Curtis, stupid Curtis, because I'm mad with you right now.
Oh Lord.
So y'all, sick. Yesterday was your day. Mm. September 13th, which is today, mm-hmm. is Defi Super.
Where you at?
What is that?
Where? Super Sensation Day?
Super Sensation Day?
Mm-hmm.
What in the world
what
is that?
Mean?
I don't know.
Defi Super Sensation Day.
Mm-hmm. Honey?
Don't catch me the line.
Super Sensation.
That what it say.
Today is Fortune Cookie Day. If you get you some Chinese food, open your fortune, see what it say. It's also Grandparents Day today. So if you have a grandparent, text them Happy Grandparents Day. Happy Grandparents Day, Grandma. Papa Lester. Papa Donnell don't got no Facebook, do we?
Papa Donnell?
No. They got a Facebook?
Papa Lester does.
Yeah,
I think he's on Facebook.
I know Walter ain't got nothing.
All my grandparents are
gone. He still got, I don't know, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. He still got a flip phone, so I know
I
he ain't got
I thought about
no,
my grandma the other day, too.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. She was so funny.
Everybody always says that.
She was so funny, man. She was funny. She could mock people, like how people talk and stuff. Like she could mock anybody. Like if she hears somebody
tell them about a gun drop machine.
Oh my God. So my grandmother, right, she loved babies. She had 12 kids, okay.
13.
One passed away. So she loved kids, right? So when she had babies, she did this thing called a gumdrop machine. And she would sit that little bottom up there, and she would go, do, do, do. And she would make these noises, and she would turn them around. And stuff. And I was like, Lord, I wish she was here to do Tiana like this. She caught it in a gumball machine, and then she bring it down, spin them around. She just, she was just so animated. It was ridiculous.
I wish I could have met her.
Honey, you talking about animated. She was the best. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
I feel like if she would still be alive, me and her would be really close.
Yeah.
When I was born.
For simply because of your middle name. So my grandmother, like I said, she had 13 kids, and she always wanted one of her kids to name one of their children after her, and none of her kids ever did. So when I had Gabby, she died a month and a year
before I was born.
Before Gabby was born. So I named my daughter after my grandmother so nobody will forget her name.
And so, trust me, it don't get forgiven.
Everybody knows. Once they hear it.
Once people know what my middle name is, they usually never call me by my first name
that's
again.
That's usually what they ever call her. Yeah.
Like people that I went to college with in 2012.
Right.
That know my name still call me Poke.
Uh-huh, by her middle name, which is Pocahontas.
And even like, so that's her great-grandmother.
No, it's my grandmother.
But people, because my mom and dad like basically grew up together and their family knew each other, they even, people on my dad's side, call me Poke. They don't call me Gabrielle. Mm-hmm. They don't call me Gabby. They call me Poke. Mm-hmm. Pocahontas.
And that's what everybody called my grandmother, Poke. It all of her change. close friends, that's what they call her.
Even people Poke. Who don't know, or people who don't know me, but they'll look at me and they'll be like, are you a bland? Like somebody. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Or you a yes. Mac. Are you related to the MacDougals?
Yeah, or they'll say, who is your mom? Mm-hmm. I don't know why people expect you to tell them who your mom is. Like, you're a complete stranger. Why would I be telling you who my mama is?
That's the way older people do.
But that's who it who always is.
Or either they'll say, who your peoples?
Yes. One of my residents looked at me the other day.
Who your folks?
I was feeding her. And she said, she looked at me. She was sitting there just a chewing. And she looked at me. She said, do I know your mama? Mm-hmm. And she was an older lady. So I know she don't know my mama. And I was like, no, ma'am. She was like, you sure look familiar. And I said, who did I look like? And she said, I don't know. She said, but you look familiar. Mm-hmm. I said, my last name is Bland. She said, she sat there for a minute. She said, no, I don't know no Blands. I said, do you know any MacDougals? She sat there for a minute. She said, no, I don't know none of them MacDougals neither. I said, well, they're my folks. So you must know. You got me mixed up with somebody. Right. Said, you don't know.
You know, they
family.
Say everybody got a twin.
Queen, yeah. And apparently I have one in Wilson because, like, everybody say I look like this girl.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Everybody. They say I look like her. And I don't even know who she is. But they're like, you look just like her. And I was
for
like,
real? I don't have no twin in Wilson that I know of.
Okay.
Everybody that know me, know me.
Right.
Most of the people that know me, I went to either barber school or, you know, something like that.
And it's funny because people, like, so, because I'm a CNA, a part of our job description is to shave the men who can't shave themselves. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, old men are not too keen of a woman shaving them or touching their face in, you know, any
cutting their hair
certain way or anything like that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they have come to realize that they can't do it themselves. And if they want to shave, then you're going to have to let one of us shave us. And now, no, nothing work there but women.
Right.
So, I'll ask them, you know what I'm saying, do you want me to shave you? And most of the time, they'll be like, can you shave? And my first answer is, my mom's a barber. Do you want me to shave you?
Right.
Yes or no? Well, why didn't you start with it? Why should I have to start with it?
Right.
I'm not going to ask you, do you want to shave if I don't know what I'm doing? And then when I always finish, they'll be like, you did a really good job. Shut your ass up. So I could go, do you need anything else?
You see him.
Can you cut my hair? No. 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 Mm-mm. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Faces as far as I go.
I don't think I never tried to show you.
I know how to cut hair. Like, simple hair. I cut Curtis hair.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ever since the pandemic started, I cut his hair. Now I cut it kind of close the last time. Yeah. It was a little dark in here. But I have cut other, like, I used to date a guy. He used to want me to cut his hair.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, because he always just got it real close.
Oh, yeah.
So, I didn't have to do, like, a fade. And
you weren't missing nothing up.
Yeah, I was just cutting it really close and then lining his head and back up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little more to it than you think.
Yeah.
But it's not something that you're
it's
not going.
It's a technique, that's for sure.
Yeah, but it's not something that
it's not impossible.
Yeah, it's not impossible. Mm-hmm. For it to look okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now, if you want to be looking fly like you know, Jim Jones and stuff, you're going to have to go to her because I don't know what to do. But
yeah.
I can shave you.
I ain't cut hair in a long time.
She should have had her own barbershop by now, but that's another story for another day.
I never did it for that in the first place.
I know why you did it. I didn't say I didn't know why you did it. Mm-hmm. I said you should have had your own shop.
Well, that's something I can do when I get older if I need to.
This is true.
That's why I do. That's why I do have the stuff that I do. Because it's stuff that I can always use.
It's a trade.
Right.
My bottom toe is itching. What
it's probably
world?
Dirty.
You know what? Don't talk to me like this. took a shower today.
It's probably dirty.
In the shower for about an hour, y'all. I had to wash my hair in the shower. I hate doing it.
Why?
Because it's just like, for one, I have to get the water really hot because I have psoriasis, so I be trying to make sure it gets really clean.
Mm-hmm.
But then it be hitting my back, and that don't be hot.
Oh, yeah.
And then I be trying to stand like this.
Well, I do. My shower be like that all the time anyway.
Mine be hot, but I get
you
it.
You do
I
yours
get
like this. I lay my hair back like that.
I mean, I do. The only time I do it like that is when I'm doing, like, a conditioner to rinse the conditioner out because I want it to run down my ends.
I always do.
But when I'm washing my hair, I do it side to side, and then to get the back really good, I'll flip it over and do it. Wash the back with it.
Yeah. I just lean my head back.
But see, when I do it like that for some reason, I don't get it as good.
Oh, really?
But the best way for me to wash my hair is in the sink. But then my back be hurting because I'm old and I got to bend over.
Washing my hair in no sink. I don't like it. I just don't.
That's the only way mine will get really, really clean. Like this, this is going to be dirty in about 3 days. And I'm going to need to wash my hair again, but I'm not. I just wait till it get real filthy.
Get you some
dry shampoo that don't work for my hair.
Some Sea Breeze, and get you some cotton balls and just.
Oh, I got some of that at the house.
Yeah, that'll clean every time.
I'm going to have to start doing that because it's going to be filthy.
Mine used to do that. It don't do that no more.
I think it's because I sweat though.
Oh, probably.
Because when I was working part time, it didn't do that. Yeah. And it went away.
Yeah, mine don't do that no more.
But it started coming back too. But I also heard. Okay,
and
so
it might be a type of oil that you use too. Because, like, if it's like coconut oil, Kayvon can't use coconut oil in his hair.
I don't use it. I use shea butter, which has always worked perfectly for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I also read up on my diabetes because I've been having a lot of weird stuff happen. Mm-hmm. And I read up that you could get yeast in your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it is. Yep. I don't think it's psoriasis fully. I think it's yeast. Like,
some people use olive oil in their hair. And it grows yeast.
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I've been using that olive oil, what you call? You know the one you can buy from the beauty supply store?
That's what it is. It grows yeast.
Damn yeast.
Mm-hmm. It grows yeast.
I got a grapeseed oil once. See, I just finished the olive oil one. Mm-hmm. So I ain't gonna buy that no more. I'm gonna buy the grapeseed.
Yeah, it grows
yeast.
That's
why I be doing it. Because I be tearing it up on my edges.
Yeah. They ain't gonna olive oil. It grows yeast.
It's clean right now, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's different types of oil make your hair do that too, depending on. Cause like I said, Kayvon can't use coconut oil. You would think that it would be like a clean, like, you know, but it makes his pores clot up, so it'd be that thick
that
little white, you know.
Coconut oil doesn't do anything to me. Thank God.
Yeah, it just depends on the type of oil.
Well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Won't use that no more.
Yeah.
All right, so today is also National Peanut Day. I'm gonna go get me some peanuts.
I wish I had some pecans.
Ooh, I got some in the house.
I might have to make me a pecan pie for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Say it ain't
it
so.
It ran across my lips just then.
Say it ain't so.
Oh, God.
You gonna have to make two because I'm taking one to the house. Damn mercy.
I just thought about that video we looked at last night.
Woo! He was tearing that food up.
He was eating, okay?
Okay.
Lord God.
Look, he looked at me and said, I'm ready for the holidays. I said, me too.
God.
He took out, because we have a little closet.
Two turkeys in the freezer.
Listen, we need to cook one of them bad boys.
I'm not cooking it before Thanksgiving.
Why not? Make some turkey salad. Oh, that's what I'm going to do with that leftover turkey we have, because I'm going to cook one at my house, too.
Well, it's two in there, so we ain't got to buy no birds.
Thank God.
Right. I'm going to start buying my stuff, though, a little bit at a time.
What am I making anything this year?
I don't know. You don't know if you got to work or not.
I get off at 3. Okay, that's about around time activities start to happen.
Kick off.
Okay. What they got to do with this stuff?
Yeah, no, you gotta work. I don't care if I do gotta work. I call out. I cook everything. Okay. Well, I normally cook everything anyway, so it don't even matter.
I don't know. I might make a cake.
A cake? That's fine. Pineapple?
I can. I might make me a two-layer cake. I might buy me some pans next time I get paid. Spend a little cash on myself. Give me a little pan set.
To do what with?
Make a two-layer cake.
Oh,
pineapple cake.
Oh, yeah. I got two of those. Y'all gave me some of them for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That she don't ever use until her things come.
So don't. I don't cook stuff like that. I try not to.
I know.
But you know what? It's something I want to try so bad, but I ain't done it yet. But I'm gonna do it one weekend. Something new I want to try.
I hear you.